Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Witness of Marv. Today on the show, we have a new music from Olivia Lane, Alexis Taylor, and Dallas Remington. We'll also be discussing our interview with Alexis from last year, as well as the times we've had Dallas on. This should be a fun show. But before we get into that, let's take you back to not last week, but 2 weeks ago, because we didn't have a show last week because of some slight tech difficulties. But let's take you back to January 4th and then see where we left off on the countdown. At number 3, 2 weeks ago, it was Mary Godot featuring Mark Broussard with Next Life. At number 2 was Savannah Kyes with her brand new single, Good Day. And at number 1, 2 weeks ago, was the a new one from Alyssa Trahan, Because I Am a Girl, which, coincidentally enough, the video for that song dropped today on Vevo, so you should go and check that one out. And I'm telling y'all, it's a pretty intense video, I'm not gonna lie. So with all that being said, Let's hop right into this week's show, shall we? Coming in at number 3 this week is an artist who I've grown quite fond of and we've gotten close over the last several years. I've been on the show a few times, but she actually sent this song to a country radio not too long ago. This is Dallas Remington at number 3 with her a brand new single, Boy in a Band, on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
My mama said he'll break your heart in two. Said when you start to fall, he'll steal your parachute. Yeah, he's got green eyes and long dark hair, yeah. My mama told me to be prepared. She said he'll make you wanna walk this way. Then he'll whisper in your ear and make you wanna stay. He'll give you everything you thought you go wild, and when he sings my song, it really makes me smile. Yeah, he's got green eyes and long dark hair. Yeah, I really should have been prepared.
Yeah.
break your heart in two. Said when you start to fall, he'll steal your parachute. I don't care.
Dallas Remington at number three with a boy in a band. Now, Dallas is one of those artists that we've had the pleasure of playing basically since the start. Every song she's sent to country radio, we've actually played it here on the show previously. And that's really rare. I can actually count on one hand the number of times that happened. Speaking of Dallas, and let me see if I can find it. She actually tweeted where she'll be playing the rest of this month. So the 20th and 21st at 7 p.m. she'll be at the a Commodore Grill in Nashville. And the 22nd she'll be at a Frisky Frogs playing the Jammin' and Jammin' Ground hosted by Megan Barker, and that's at 9 p.m. Central. The 24th, she'll be at Maxwell's Lounge at 7 p.m. Central. And also the 24th at the Belcourt Taps at 10 p.m. Central. The 26th, she'll be back at the Commodore Grill at 7:30 p.m. And the 26th as well, she'll be back at Belcourt Taps at 11 p.m. And rounding out the month, on January 30th, she'll be at Maxwell's Lounge at 9:30 p.m. Central. So again, like I said, that was Dallas Remington with A Boy in a Band. And if you have a chance to see Dallas at any of these shows that I mentioned, I'd go ahead and do it. Although I have yet to see her live, I'm 1,000% sure that she puts on a one heck of a live show. So, moving on to the number two song this week. This is brand new from Olivia Lane. This is called Hey 3 AM, coming in at number two this week on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Hey 3 AM, here we are again. Been a while since I've seen you. How you been? I could say I missed you, but that would be a lie. It's funny how you ain't around.
as my walls go caving in. It's 8:03 a.m. You haven't changed a bit. You're still full of questions, making minutes feel like hours. When you get me second guessing, turning lies to truth, grains of sand in the mountains, each one of them a problem with no clear way around them. So I'll just wait till that sun comes shining in, knowing everything will be alright. 3 a.m. You got me wide awake. Hit and rewind all my choices and all my mistakes. You're the only one who sees me when I'm a total mess. I'm guessing I should thank you for the secrets that you've kept. Like whispers in the dark between old friends.
Keeps a diary. Who doesn't, you ask? But Olivia's is different. Unlike practically everybody else you know, each entry is a song. And she records each of these with a rare conviction. Sometimes sexy, sometimes defiant, sometimes vulnerably intimate. And then she invites the world to listen, which is probably the best offer the world has had in recent memory. Quote, that's what music is to me. I says the Houston-born singer-songwriter / entertainer. It's how I categorize my life. And not only that, rather than follow traditional strategy by packaging her most recent performances as a single EP release, Olivia's letting him loose one at a time, like seeds planted individually and then nurtured to bloom. Each song teases the listener's imagination and makes them hungry for more. Olivia laughs delightedly at that imagery. Quote, that's right, but well, the world is changing, she says. It's not like how things were when I was growing up. When you turn on the radio and I'd have to listen to some song over and over again. I want to bring my music direct to my fans. Why wouldn't I? Good question. Especially music of this caliber and variety. I should begin filling this cup of new songs with A Devil in You, whose synthesizer meets banjo intro establishes the theme of resistance to temptation. In Olivia's case, the winner is a foregone conclusion, as she asks, quote, "What's a good girl supposed to do when she's caught up in between the devil and you?" Inevitably, she sings, "I'm about to be a soul that needs to be saved," although she doesn't seem to feel bad about that at all. And by the time we get to Wrong Girl, she's cast hesitation aside, proclaiming to a barfly trying to pick her up, "Boy, it's not a thinking. I think you'll elect the wrong girl." Quote, "The messages in these songs are more adult than anything I've written or sung before, but still fun. If you actually look at the lyrics to Wrong Girl, it's about a girl standing up for herself versus a typical scenario where some guy hits on her and they go home together. This one says, you know what? If you want to hang out with me, it's going to be my night. And if you think this is going to end up typically, you get the wrong girl." For the country music today, Olivia Lane is clearly the right girl at the right time. She's strong, sexy, dynamic, smart, and funny, whether on stage or in person. But much of her confidence is rooted in her upbringing in Texas. Her mother was a local Texas country singer who always made sure Olivia had access to any music that inspired her. She's always been close to her older sister, but also challenged by the example she set. Quote, "I didn't so much compare myself to her," as she clarifies, "but she was valedictorian, a soccer player, and a book nerd. I was like, I wish I could find something I could love as much as my sister loves soccer. So when my mom put me in a theater group when I was in first grade, that became my outlet. I was bitten by the entertainer bug. When I got to do Grease, I wanted to know every part. I wanted to dive into the story. With my love for stories, it just made sense initially that I get into country music. But we then started writing songs at age 16. She got so serious about it that she managed to persuade her mother to move with her to Los Angeles, which at the time seemed to be the Emerald City where all dreams might be realized. She finished her last 2 years of high school in L.A., where she studied voice, dance, acting, and guitar. Then during her sophomore year at the University of Southern California, she signed up for a songwriting class. By this time, it was becoming clear that Nashville was where Olivia needed to be. For 2 summers, she interned there, first with a publishing company and the second with an agency. Then after graduation in 2013, she impulsively joined 2 friends on a road trip that ended 5 days later at her first place in Music City. Along the way, she documented their adventure, which she posted online with the title, "Long Way to Go." The very next day, they all headed to Bonnaroo. On the day she returned, Olivia went to work writing new songs. One of the first was "Long Way to Go." Her self-titled EP stirred interest throughout and beyond Music Row in 2016. She earned opening slots for Gary Allen, Easton Corbin, Kit Moore, and Winona, and booked her own She Fits house tour, doing dates in private homes throughout the country. From stages and writing rooms, from a youthful passion for music, as diverse as Blondie and Patsy Cline, Michael Jackson, and Alan Jackson, Olivia Lane has already achieved an uncanny self-awareness, artistically and personally. Quote, I'm a musical melting pot, she declares. If I have to categorize myself, I'd say I'm pop country, because I identify with the country lifestyle, but my pop music is stylistically all over the map, just like me, and that piques my interest. So there again, that was a little bit about Olivia Lane. After you guys heard her brand new song, Hey 3 AM at number 2. Now, on to the number one song of the week. This week's number one song belongs to an artist that we had on the show, I want to say maybe back in November. No, what November? It might have been November. The start of November, anyway. This is the brand new one from Alexis Taylor. This is called How Do You Sleep, coming in at number one on Indie Country Radio this week.
Said, girl, can I be honest? I never saw it coming. I hope I'm there in the back of your mind. She lay beside you, right where I used to lie. So tell me, how do you sleep? How do you sleep at night? Night.
Hey, and that was Alexis Taylor coming in at number one this week with How Do You Sleep? Let me go ahead and tell you guys one thing before we get into where you can see Alexis playing. The episode that was supposed to have aired last week will now air next week. The same music, same countdown slot, same everything. Just a different week. So, with all that being said, let me tell you guys where you can see Alexis Taylor play this month on into February. The 22nd, she will be at the Doghouse Saloon in Nashville. The 23rd, she will be at the Bar Louie in Nashville. And Monday, the 28th, she will be at the Millennium Maxwell House Hotel in Nashville. But February 16th, she'll be at Hank's Honky Tonk in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Let me go to March here. March 1st, she's back back in Murfreesboro, but this time at the Mayday Brewery. So, I wanted to first off, I tell you guys what we've got coming up next week or in the next couple of weeks on the show. Let me do something real quick. We have on the 23rd, we have a super talented Miss Stephanie Nash joining us. And let's see. That's the 23rd. And that's next Wednesday. And the 26th, we have probably one of the most talented people I've heard in a long time. The super talented Miss Michaela Hay joining us. That's the 26th. And the 29th is a big show. We have former Three Doors Down bassist Justin Bilton joining us to talk about his adventure into the country music world and his brand new country project. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Whitney's with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.